Can dancers benefit from intermittent fasting? I get this question all the time. Most often, it comes from a headline. What I've seen recently is clickbait surrounding the use of intermittent fasting as an intervention to support cognitive brain functioning. So I wanted to dive a little bit into the research, see what's going on, and better help you decide whether or not intermittent fasting can actually benefit a dancer. And that's what we're talking about today. Hi, I'm Rachel Fine. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here to help dancers just like you build the most supportive habits, both at mealtimes and in the studio. Today we are talking about the trendy topic. It's been pretty trendy for a very long time, actually. It's the topic of intermittent fasting and whether or not dancers can benefit from this eating pattern. There have been suspected associations between fasting and improvements in cognition or brain functioning. I've even heard of some anecdotal experiences surrounding an increase of energy from intermittent fasting. So, to many dancers who are constantly needing to up their energy and focus in the studio, any suggestions to improve either is gonna be taken pretty seriously. But the facts don't always line up. Now, just a disclaimer, this discussion is not in response to fasting for purposes of religious practices. Religious fasting can present many challenges for dancers, especially dancers who do have a tendency towards disordered eating or a history of an eating disorder. So it is incredibly important, if this relates to you, then you seek support from a medical provider. If you're navigating periods of religious fasting while simultaneously healing your relationship with food, then working alongside a registered dietitian nutritionist like myself is going to be imperative. But let's get back to the trendy topic of intermittent fasting. What exactly is it? Intermittent fasting is an eating regimen. It involves stretches of time where we are not eating. There are several different types of protocols. I'm not gonna go into specifics here, but I've seen a couple that will encourage fasting for several days or fasting for just several hours. Similar to most trendy diets though, intermittent fasting is often guised as a wellness program. And what becomes most challenging for clinicians like myself is the often questionable but still apparent body of research that, while large, doesn't necessarily depict the story often presented to the public, let alone dancers. Why might dancers turn to something like intermittent fasting? There could be many reasons, some of which I explained earlier, perhaps thoughts that it will help with cognition, concentration, maybe even energy. Many dancers also turn to these extreme methods of dieting. Yes, intermittent fasting is a diet for purposes of wanting to lose weight or change their bodies, especially before an upcoming intensive, audition, or performance season. Some believe intermittent fasting to even be an intervention for some chronic medical conditions. However, the research does not support the use of intermittent fasting for chronic medical conditions. Similar to most nutrition-related research, research that tests intermittent fasting are often limited to very small sample sizes that are nearly impossible to apply to larger audiences. And there's usually no long-term follow-up to say what are the long-term effects of this diet or lifestyle. In fact, what we see with intermittent fasting most often are experiences that are self-reported, not backed by solid evidence. And when it comes to weight, interestingly enough, a recent review on the various studies for intermittent fasting did not present any differences in changes of weight, body composition, blood pressure, and even cardiometabolic risk factors that some might say would have improved with such an eating behavior. Most important, this is what I want to make clear, to date, we do not have sufficient research that supports the use of intermittent fasting for athletic populations, let alone dance populations. What makes intermittent fasting a bit different from other types of diets or dieting protocols is that sometimes it might not technically be restrictive from a caloric standpoint. Some intermittent fasting protocols can technically get an adequate amount of nutrition in for any individual on any given day. And usually these are the intermittent fasting protocols that involve a nocturnal fast or essentially just not eating while you're sleeping at night. So if you are getting in an adequate amount of nutrition each day, then is it really such an issue? Yeah, there's a number of reasons why it's still problematic. Let's dive into them. The first, it's actually not going to support your unique energy needs as a dancer. So let's quickly review the basics. The body has two main sources of energy that it likes to tap into for your dancing, either your carbohydrate stores, otherwise known as glycogen, or maybe even sometimes your fat stores. When it comes to your physical movement though, so the movement that you are doing in a dance class, that quick onset movement, your body will prefer to burn carbohydrates. Glycogen, it's more readily available, especially during times when quick movement, like petit allegro, is a necessity. Utilizing glycogen during these times allows the body to conserve, specifically protein, for muscle repair and muscle rebuilding. It also wants to conserve fat for hormonal production. This helps in the maintenance of strong bones. But here's the kicker. Glycogen depletes rather quickly. In fact, we can deplete our body's main source of glycogen within a 90-minute intense dance class. As a result, it is critical for us to consistently replenish our body's glycogen stores throughout the day and even prior to our overnight hours of sleeping. That's because our body still burns glycogen even when we're asleep. And actually, we can utilize all of our body's glycogen after a full night of sleep. This is where breakfast becomes really important, by the way. If one is partaking in intermittent fasting behaviors and it's causing them to either miss an opportunity for post-performance recovery, in other words, not get in a meal or a snack after an evening of dancing, or perhaps it's causing them to wake up in the morning and not have the ability, because they're trying to abide by those regimented time schedules, not have the ability to get in that replenishing breakfast, then guess what? That dancer is going to be risking their glycogen and therefore their energy levels. Key takeaway, meal timing is incredibly important for dancers. And if you're attempting to navigate constraints around your meal timing efforts, then you're gonna risk major performance sacrifices. Another reason why intermittent fasting does not work for dancers, it doesn't support their mindsets. So as I was mentioning earlier, technically, yes, a dancer might be able to meet all of their nutritional needs in a subset period of hours. It's gonna be really, really challenging though. And your meals and snacks are likely going to be double, maybe even triple in size, which is gonna further make dancing really challenging, especially if you're dancing on what feels like a very full stomach. But that's just aside from the point. Let's just say for argument's sake, you are getting in enough during the day, but you're still trying to abide by this restrictive food rule. And psychologically, that's not gonna work for you long-term. The moment we create a food rule for the purpose of attempting to control an otherwise biologically intuitive process like eating, we risk psychological repercussions. Obsessive thoughts about food, intensified cravings, these are just some of them. Now, one of the biggest arguments that I do hear about intermittent fasting is, isn't it good to give our digestive tracts a break? Let's discuss it. The purpose of digestion is to break down food, right? Our bodies have an incredible ability to break down food, utilize nutrients, and even conserve the nutrients that it doesn't necessarily need at that moment. Instead of relying on this logic that our body can indeed store nutrients for use during other periods, I want you to consider how naturally designed we are to arguably, and I don't like using this phrase in this context, but arguably to intermittently fast. We all should be sleeping at night. And technically, this is a great time for your body to take that rest. If you want to get fancy, you can totally call this a nocturnal intermittent fast. But generally speaking, you're just going to sleep at night, you're waking up, and you're starting your day with breakfast. There's actually not that much complexity to it. Now just be aware, I'm not setting a time limit on this period, especially if you are a dancer who is performing late into the evening hours and maybe even partaking in movement routines like cross training in the very early morning hours. This is why having these stringent intermittent fasting rules, it's not gonna help you. Instead, what I encourage is for you to work alongside a registered dietitian nutritionist who can better help you to construct a plan where your meals and snacks are flexibly timed in a way that will best support your energy, your cognitive capacity, so how you're thinking in class, how you're concentrating in class, and even support your health in the long run. You see, arguably, intermittent fasting is a restrictive dieting behavior. Restrictive dieting poses a ton of negative consequences for a dancer. Consequences not just to their physical health, but also to their mental health. I've been a dietitian for dancers for over a decade, and I've seen so many dancers struggle with overall appetite dysregulation as a product of attempting to partake in these types of extreme regimented eating patterns. So we really want to consider what is most supportive and sustainable, and working with a dietitian can best help you to construct a flexible plan that's really going to work for your unique needs. Ultimately, we are striving for a goal of eating intuitively. Now, this does not mean that we're striving to eat when we're hungry, stop when we're full, and that's the whole conversation. No. At its core, intuitive eating defines our ability to provide our bodies with baseline nourishment. For many dancers, while we try to regain hunger cues alone cannot dictate how we eat in a day. And this is simply because obstacles exist that cause hunger cues to often go diminished or unnoticed for many dancers. And because dancers are 3 times more likely when compared to the general population to develop an eating disorder, it is incredibly important that we are prioritizing that baseline adequate nourishment above all else. This might mean having to rely on flexible, proactive fueling techniques, in addition to food flexibility techniques, mindful eating techniques, food neutrality techniques, all of these wonderful tools that the dancers and I work with in the Healthy Dancer program. Attempting to abide by any restrictive, regimented routine is going to drive us further from that ability to eventually fuel ourselves from a place that's intuitive. So the bottom line, no, I don't encourage intermittent fasting for dancers. It's not going to help your energy in the short term. It's likely going to leave you feeling a lot of brain fog in the studio, especially if you are not actively replenishing your body's glycogen stores after intense bouts of dancing, whether it be a late night class or a late night performance or even an afternoon class, whatever it might be. We always need to honor our body's need for reliable and consistent energy, and intermittent fasting gets in the way of that. I hope you're walking away with some newfound knowledge about this trendy topic, but if you want to learn more, head over to my blog where I speak about it more, in addition to hundreds of other topics that can support a dancer's nutritional well-being. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.